Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 75, Rayon. And I am having a bit of a problem recording this week's episode. It's just been a struggle so far. One of the things that's happened is my microphone decided to swing around and bap me in the nose with the pop filter, so please bear with me. Before we get to today's story, I need to share with you a lot of news that has been passed on to me, and people have asked me to share it with you. One of which is that Interweave Press has launched a new website called Knitting Dailies, which is a combination of a blog, discussions, and free knitting patterns. You should check it out. I've looked at a couple of different entries, and it seems to be very well written and very engaging. The Knitting Pattern a Day calendar people are already collecting patterns for the 2009 calendar. This time they're going to have a contest, so as well as being able to get your own copy of the calendar if your pattern gets in, you have a chance of actually winning some money. Finally, in a bit of bad news, Annie Motzet, and I'm not sure if I'm saying her name right, is a designer, a knitter that you may be familiar with. She's got some fantastically original design ideas. Her husband has been diagnosed with a chronic but treatable blood cancer, and various individuals on the internet are trying to raise money to help pay for his treatment, which my understanding is rather expensive and not very comfortable. So if you could keep Annie in your thoughts, and if you have some spare change that you would like to share, I will put the website up where they are collecting and have various information on how you can help Annie along. Now, my personal news is not as dramatic or tragic as that, but I'll get you updated on what's going on in my life. My computer has finally been shipped. Although they had promised me a 3-day shipment, it ended up being 9 days before it shipped, and it is in Indianapolis as we speak. They promise that it will get here by July 3rd. If it does, then I will have July 4th to play with it and get it set up. If not, I'll have to wait till the weekend and be totally bummed. I am so looking forward to this new computer. I don't think I've ever looked forward to a new computer quite as much as I'm looking forward to this one. Oh. And Sadie has been a very bad girl. She ran away from home on Tuesday, and she did not come back until the wee hours of the morning, Wednesday. I spent a lot of Tuesday night romping around in the woods with a flashlight searching for her, only to get the attention of a local fox who followed me home, which was not exactly my ideal evening. I cried myself to sleep, pretty much convinced that I didn't have a dog anymore, and then she showed up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I put her in timeout. I left her in timeout for 2 days, as I've been told to do by various people who raise Great Pyrenees. I let her out of timeout yesterday, and she immediately jumped the fence and ran away. When she came back, she got put back into timeout. Now, Wednesday, I went out and bought an electronic fence with a shock collar for her. Now, I've tried the electronic fence before that was a radial fence, and the collar couldn't reach her skin because her fur is so thick. Well, this afternoon, she's going to get her neck shaved, and I'm going to install this collar and this fence. This time I got the wired version so that it is attached to the fence. This should give her a clear idea of what her boundaries are. I've been reading on Great Pyrenees, and they say that they need a good fence. And I would have thought that a 4.5-foot fence was a good enough fence. Obviously, I was wrong. So please keep your fingers crossed that this will work and this will keep her in the fence, and I don't have to worry about her getting shot or hit on the highway that is right near my house. On the knitting front, the other day I was working in the knitting store, Yarns Etc. in Carrboro, and as I was straightening up, I ran across a new yarn to me. It's called Toe Footsies, and it's a sock yarn, and of course, I love sock yarn. It's made up of some synthetic or man-made fibers, though. It's a combination of wool, soy silk, which is made from soybeans, and this new fiber that I had never heard of, which is made from clam shells. And it kind of intrigued me. I bought a skein so I could try it out. I am up to the instep, since I knit from the toe up, and I like the way it feels. I like the way it knits. It does have a slight tendency to split, but not nearly as bad as what I was afraid of. And I'm really very happy with it. It's got nice stitch definition, although I'm just doing a simple stockinette sock. And it got me thinking, with all the new man-made fibers, that I should probably sit down and talk to you about the original man-made fiber, which is rayon, and share with you what little knowledge I have on the subject. So, of course, I did do some internet searching and some reading up, and this is what I have found out about rayon. The concept for rayon was introduced in 1665 by an English researcher named Robert Hooke. In his book, Micrographia, or Some Physiological Descriptions of Minute Bodies, he introduced the concept of being able to make man-made fibers. It took a few years for the idea to actually be brought into practice. In the 1890s, the French began to produce a fiber that they called artificial silk. That fiber eventually became renamed into rayon or viscose, and the name rayon came into use in the 1920s. The process of making rayon is very long and tedious, because what they're doing is they're taking wood pulp and crushing it up and reforming it into these long strands. Since it's made out of wood pulp, it's not really technically a synthetic fiber, but it is a man-made fiber. Rayon has a lot of the properties of cotton and linen in that it is plant-based. It will take the same sort of dyes as cotton and linen do. It will also tend to drape and look an awful lot like cotton and linen. But because it's man-made, it's a lot more delicate than cotton and linen, and it needs to be treated very carefully. It needs to be hand-washed or, better yet, dry-cleaned. The process for making rayon is a many-step process. The first thing that you have to do is take the wood pulp and chop it up into little bits, and then it's formed into sheets. Those sheets are saturated with a soda solution. Then the excess solution is pressed out. The sheets are then shredded and cut up into little bitty bits, which increases the surface area. And this product at this point is called white crumb. The white crumb is then aged by oxidizing it, and then it is mixed with a chemical solution, and the white crumb becomes yellow crumb. The yellow crumb is dissolved, and then it's let to sit or ripen. After the ripening time, it's filtered to remove any of the solid bits that didn't get completely dissolved, and then it is pressed and to remove all the excess air bubbles from it. Then it goes through a process that they call spinning, where it is pressed through tiny holes and into a chemical bath. I kind of think of this process as being pushed through like a shower head, where there's a lot of tiny, tiny holes and it's being pressed through it. Once it's pushed through and put into the chemical bath, then it reconstructs itself into a fiber. Those fibers are drawn out, straightened out, and then they're washed to remove any of the excess chemicals. And finally, the rayon is cut into the desired lengths. Rayon is not produced for hand spinning. It is usually produced for manufacturing and the fiber mills. The fiber that's available for hand spinning is usually mill ends, stuff that's in too small of a bat to be sent to a mill, excess leftover pieces. You never know what you're going to get as far as a hand spinner and rayon. I have never tried to spin rayon on its own. I have gotten a lot of different fiber blends. I've gotten cotton and rayon. I have also gotten a linen and rayon blend. And I've gotten a wool and rayon blend. These have been pretty easy to spin, but the lengths have been matched so that the cotton and rayon blend, the rayon was cut very short. The linen was actually tow, so it wasn't very long either, and the rayon was cut to be of similar size. And the wool was a merino. It was about a 3-inch staple length, and the rayon was a comparable length. If you get any rayon raw and you're going to blend it, you need to cut it to the staple length that you're blending it with to make it easier to blend. I have spun some of the other new man-made fibers like soy silk and corn silk. I found both of them to be a little bit on the weird side. They felt both sticky and slick at the same time, and it made this weird crunching sound in my hands. it's kind of hard to describe, but it put my teeth on edge. So I don't like spinning 100% soy silk or 100% corn silk. I haven't tried the bamboo, so I'm not sure how that works. All these fibers, though, they need to be treated with care because they have been reconstructed. So they tend to have a little bit more delicate of a disposition than the natural fibers. A lot of people think that these fibers are good for the environment because they are using a easily renewable source. I'm kind of confused about this because cotton and linen are also grown, and that's a renewable source. And my sheep, nothing gets killed to make the wool. I do think they're a lot better than the other fibers, the polymer fibers, which are made from oil. I also think that they feel better than a lot of those synthetic oil fibers, although, you know, I do use synthetics as well. So I'm a little confused about why these are being stouted as such green fibers. I also am a little bit concerned because I know in the production of rayon that the chemicals that are used are not very environmentally friendly. And until recently, these chemicals were not being recycled. They were used for one bat of rayon, and then they were disposed of and new chemicals were brought in. Nowadays, they are recycling the chemicals, but still at the end, the chemicals have to be destroyed. And I don't know how earth-friendly these chemicals are. Some of the other claims that I'm reading about some of these fibers, I kind of arch my eyebrow at. A lot of them are claiming that they're antimicrobial and that fungus won't grow on them. And I'm not quite sure what their scientific evidence to support these claims are. There's claims that if you have a sock with bamboo yarn that you won't get any foot fungus, or if you have a shirt made of bamboo that your sweat won't stink. And it's intriguing. It would be nice if it's true, but the scientist in me wants to see their data and find out exactly how they've proven these facts. Well, I hope that you found this information about rayon to be interesting. Please let me know what you think. My website is autumnbreezedesigns.com. You can come by there, get the information from the news, and also maybe leave me a comment. So, if you have any comments about the show, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com, or you can leave me an email. My email address is Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, .autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I also have a voicemail number if you would rather call me than write me. My voicemail number is 206-666-5775. I hope you have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.